Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, for some reason, my search engine started to work again on my email, so I was able to start going through and kind of cleaning out my email. And I noticed last night I had a bunch of different questions that I never read to you on the air, and it turns out you can actually kind of make a whole segment on the Is It True? Is it true, doctor, that this? Is it true, doctor, that? So let me read some of these to you, and let me try to shed some light, because some of you may think some of these questions are stupid, but it's not the first time I've been asked a lot of these questions. And if this is what you guys think is true, I am not doing my job. So, number one, okay, is it true that doctors in medical school train by doing rectal exams and pelvic exams on each other? All right, I'll tell you guys about that. Is it true that doctors always get free medicine? No, but we'll talk about that. Is it true that they have a cure for cancer, but they don't let the cat out of the bag in fear of money? Like it's this whole big conspiracy that we doctors know how to cure cancer. Find out if you're cancer, trust me. I would be all on top of that because then I could retire. Plastic surgeons save the pictures of your breasts, is it true, indefinitely and will use them against you if you don't pay your bill? Is it true that doctors can lien your house if you don't pay a medical bill? Is it true that doctors are racist and profile patients? These are your questions. Is it true doctors have to know someone or have connections to get into medical school? Is it true, this is an interesting one, is it true that doctors fall in love with an average of 5 patients throughout their career? Man, is it true that doctors want you to stay sick so they can make money? All right, so like I said, I'm not doing my job if these are some of the questions you have and aren't getting answered. So I figured, why don't we just try to answer some of them? Okay, so first, is it true that doctors in medical school train by doing rectal exams and pelvic exams and pap smears on each other? The answer is yes and no. In my medical school, no. No, they had hired people. Either, you know, medical schools use actors or prostitutes or whatever. And they will get paid a lot of times. Sometimes you have volunteers. But however, there are some schools, some professional schools, right, where they do those exams on each other. I don't know any medical school in particular, but I know of a chiropractic school that did. And, you know, when there's no volunteers and these students need to learn, then they do the exams on each other. Yeah, but it's, I just can't tell you the name of a medical school, but I know it happens in a chiropractic school. Very interesting question. No, my medical school, no, most of my classmates saw me naked already, so there really was no need, you know, for them to actually, reiterate and, you know, do a whole nother exam. I'm joking. I was a good girl. Is it true that doctors always get free medicine? Absolutely not. No way. We pay just like everybody else. Now, you know, sometimes doctors do professional courtesy. Like lawyers will read over each other's contracts sometimes. I mean, yeah, you know, you'd think a lawyer, really? You know, so sometimes, you know, you could call your doctor up and go, you know, look, I think this is going on, this is going on, this is going on, this is going on. You know, do you want to see me? And a lot of times they'll say, Dahlia, you're just being a wuss. Okay, you know, no, don't waste my time, you know, things like that. So, yeah, doctors can get consults. Sometimes doctors, you know, may see each other for free, but no. You know, when we have to buy our medicines at the pharmacy, when we have to pay our hospital bills, when we have to, we're paying bills just like you. You know, when I had to have some plastic surgery done, not that I really wanted to have this procedure done, but no discount at all. Trust me. No. So, no, it's not that doctors always get free medicine. It's interesting. I get asked that a lot. You know, because I talk to people about my medical bills. They're like, but you're a doctor. You should get everything for free. No, we shouldn't. We really shouldn't. Just because we're a doctor, that doesn't mean another company has to take a loss to take care of you. It really doesn't. Okay, next. Is it true that they have a cure for cancer, but they won't let the cat out of the bag? No. If there was a quote-unquote cure for cancer, all right, trust me, a pharmaceutical company, a research firm, somebody would want to make that known because they would make big, big bucks. Don't think, please don't think that we know of the cure and we're all keeping it quiet, hush, hush. And one of the reasons why I think that theory is so off is cancer is chaotic. Cancer is sneaky. Cancer still befuddles us, if that's a word. So you can't just find a cure for cancer. There's not something that'll just treat all cancers. Are we able to nip a lot of cancer in the butt? Oh, hell yeah. You know, look at some of your melanoma survivors and your breast cancer survivors and your colon cancer survivors. Yes, we are able to cure cancer at certain stages. But is there an actual cure for all cancer? No. No, there's not. Is it true the plastic surgeons save the pictures of your breasts indefinitely and will use them against you if you don't pay? The answer to that is no. All right, a plastic surgeon is more afraid of HIPAA than, your bill. So there is no way that they would use your pictures. There's no way they would be allowed to. Do they save pictures, though, of their work? They do. They save them. I don't know how long. You know, some states require medical records to be saved 5 years or 7 years, et cetera. They just save the pictures, but no, they are not allowed to use them against you. Can doctors lien your house if you don't pay a medical bill? Absolutely. In fact, we heard that Medicaid can even lien your property. The government can. Medical bills, when they go to collections, there can be liens put on your assets. They're bills. All right. Some of these I'm not going to be able to quickly finish, but how about this? Do doctors fall in love with an average of 5 patients in their career? There is no way to know that answer. I would say absolutely false. It's not true. You don't want to fall in love with your patient. You can't. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to date your patient. In my state, I think it's at least a couple years that that patient has to not be a patient for you to have a relationship if you're single and stuff with them. So the answer to that is no. But do doctors fall in love with their patients? I mean, I'm sure people fall in love with everybody. I don't really fall in love with a lot of my patients because a lot of them don't pay. I got my hubby. Don't go away. I want to answer your other questions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing tempting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you wanted to know what level Candy Crush I'm on. Does that really matter? I'm on level, I'm looking it up right now, 290. I'm on level 290 of my Candy Crush, and I've been stuck there for weeks. One of you over the break had asked, is it true that doctors commit suicide more than any other profession? I had to look that up because I was going to answer no. You know, we've talked about for decades dentists commit suicide more, but it looks like I'm looking at this one study. It was a study from the National Occupational Mortality Surveillance, NOMC, and I guess it says doctors are the number one group to commit suicide. Oh, my. Well, that's not good. I want to know if this is pre- or post-Obamacare. Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. The professions associated with the highest suicide rates, doctors are number one. They say, well, what they did is they looked at three primary age groups, 15 to 54, and then a 15 to 64, and then over the age of 65. And doctors were 1.87 times more likely to commit suicide than average. Then came the dentist. So doctors, I blame Obamacare, I'm sorry. Then veterinarians. Why would a veterinarian, you know what I think it is? I think I know why veterinarians would commit suicide more than other professions. Like my animals, I want love. I want to know that my feelings are validated. You know, I'm upset about something and you know, I talk to them about it. And they look like they're listening. And then they just complain and they want food or they just go to their litter box and take a dump. And you feel robbed. You really feel emotionally robbed by your animals. The dogs do lickies and kissies and, yeah, but they don't, you know, you're not really talking to anybody. So I wonder if that's why veterinarians, and I mean, having to put animals down, that's got to be really, really hard to see. They say finance workers come in fourth for professionals that have to kill themselves, then come chiropractors. Now, I know a lot of you know I'm married to a chiropractor, but he's still alive, thank God. I never dated a chiropractor, so you can't blame that on me. Heavy construction operators come next in terms of suicide. Urban planners, hand molders, realtors are on the list. Electrical equipment assemblers, lawyers. Lawyers come, yeah, well, they, yeah, as it comes to law, they probably hate themselves. Farm managers, electricians, woodworkers, precision woodworkers, 1.3 times more likely to kill themselves. Pharmacists, 1.29 times, and natural scientists, as opposed to unnatural scientists. They say among white women, physicians are at the highest risk. The rate is 2.78% higher than non-physician. Sales-related jobs, sexual harassment, more with white women. The third highest risky profession was detectives and police for women. Women twice as likely to kill themselves. Black men, highest suicide rate if they're detectives or police officers. Furnace operators, that's interesting. And then electricians, black women. If they're in protective service jobs, 2.78 times more likely to commit suicide. Sales representative would be second for black women. And then the third highest would be packaging service operations. That's a very interesting study. I got that from New Health Guide. Wow. All right, so I guess you were right about that. Doctors are number one in killing themselves. Probably because, it's because we can't sugarcoat things when it comes to each other. You know, when I had my breast cancer scare and I was telling people that I was bleeding from one side, nobody could say, oh, Dahlia, it's nothing. Nobody could say that because I know. You know, ignorance is bliss, but, you know, knowledge is really heavy on your mind. And you're looking at, I should come up with a nice saying, ignorance is bliss, but knowledge is something, right? I can't think that quickly. I'm not that creative, which is probably another thing. A lot of us doctors are not very creative, so we probably can't create ourselves a situation out of the bad one that we're in. And also doctors kind of know how. I mean, we know how to commit suicide. You know, we know how people error in it, and, you know, we know how to do it right, so maybe just having the knowledge. Plus, you know, a lot of doctors are control freaks. You know, we like to control things, okay? You know, we see people die of cancer, and we're like, well, we don't want that to happen to us. And so, I don't know. It's not a huge number of doctors committing suicide, but wow. And then, you know, patients are grumpy, and they don't like you a lot of times. You know, you don't have somebody coming in going, oh, my gosh, I feel so good today. I just want to come in and say hi and give you hugs. You don't get that. You have, you know, my hemorrhoid's about to explode, or I have a rectal abscess, or I have, you know, this pain, and I don't mind it. I'm used to it, but maybe that starts to wear on your psyche. I don't know. What about this? Doctors, or is it true that doctors are racist and profile patients? I don't know where this one came up with that. No, that is not true. However, let's talk about the patient profiling. In terms of profiling patients, I'd like to know more about what you mean. Unfortunately, that's like a very old email I got when we were talking about racism. This is probably about a year old. Profiling patients in terms of looking at medical issues, like, for example, sickle cell. Okay, if you have a child that comes in who is white, having bone pain, you probably aren't going to be running a sickle cell screen like you would for a black child, okay? If you have a Jew, you'd probably be running a Tay-Sachs test, you know, or looking more for Crohn's than you would with a non-Jew. So you look at race and gender and ethnicity from a medical standpoint, okay? You know, I really don't run prostate tests on women. You know, accuse me of profiling. I'm going to do that on a man. I'm not going to do a pap smear on a man. I don't care how much that man cries discrimination. I cannot perform a pap smear on someone that does not have a vagina. It's not going to happen. So if that's what you mean by profiling, I guess. But in terms of doctors choosing not to take care of somebody, you will hear esoteric cases of somebody saying, I don't believe in birth control, so I'm not going to give you birth control. All right, you do have doctors that sometimes inject their beliefs. You have doctors talk people out of abortions all the time. You know what happens? You're supposed to be neutral. You're supposed to be objective. You're supposed to keep your belief system out of the medical room. However, you know, I tell these teenagers to not have sex. I mean, why can't I? It doesn't matter what I believe. That's common sense. I don't think a 14-and-a-half-year-old should be having sex with their 18-year-old boyfriend. And I'll tell her that. No sex. All right? I don't think people should be beating their kids with a belt. I don't think there should be a lot of things. And I am going to say that. I think if you have guns, you know, and you have every right to have a gun, but I think it should be locked up. And nowhere in the sight of that child when you're not around. You know, I mean, those are, and, you know, if somebody calls that politically driven or, you know, racially charged, then they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I'm a huge fan of guns, but I'm not a huge fan of guns of them not being locked up when you have young children. Tough. All right, what else do they have here? Doctors want you to stay sick. Is it true that doctors want you to stay sick so they can make money? No, we don't want patients to stay sick because, remember, we are humans. Okay, if you just keep coming back and you're worse and worse, that gives us doctors absolutely no pleasure. There is no reason why we want you to be worse, all right, or stay sick because you'll just go somewhere else. Okay, we want to do a good job. All right, it's like saying a repairman is going to purposely make sure your refrigerator stays broken so you have to keep calling them. No, your repairman wants your refrigerator working. Your mechanic wants your car working. The mechanic needs you to be able to drive that car right out of the shop. So same thing with us doctors. There is no pleasure in seeing somebody still sick. Now, are we in the business of treating sick people? And we do need patients. Well, absolutely. All right, but that doesn't mean we want you to be sick. Then it doesn't mean we want you to get sick. So I understand that's kind of a hard concept to understand, but no, that's not true. Is it true that doctors' wives are jealous? Okay, this was an interesting one, asking about what if you're married to a gynecologist. We'll talk about that another day because I want to get to medical news. But I'm sure that some spouses have a problem with that. And then, do doctors secretly like Obamacare? Some do, and some aren't even secret about it. But then you have people like me that are not secret about how much we dislike it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Tom putting up with me while working the dials. Looks like the CDC is reporting that Ebola could infect 1.4 million people by January. They say between 500,000 and 1.4 million people in West Africa could be infected with the Ebola virus by January 20th, 2015, according to a report by the CDC. No, Obama will not be out of office. Okay, he still has another year. I'm sorry. I'll be nice. I'm in a grumpy mood. Okay. This is frightening. This is according to a report issued today by the CDC. They say the top range of the estimate, 1.4 million, assumes that the number of cases officially cited so far, which is right now about 5,800, okay, is significantly underreported, and that it is likely that 2.5 times as many cases, or nearly 20,000 cases, have in fact occurred. Now, I could believe that. I've been talking to you guys about underreporting this whole time, because I've been, because I'm always right. No, because I've been very, very concerned about how they actually know. You know, I mean, are we even getting reports even from the countries themselves if they're afraid that commerce is going to stop? I mean, that's what's so scary. Media attention of these things can bankrupt the country. So are we really going to get truthful accounts? And are people coming forward? You know, when they have sick family members, are they coming forward? I mean, has anybody checked all the houses, all the villages, etc.? Now, Sierra Leone has had a lockdown that they thought was pretty successful. They're now considering another nationwide lockdown to slow the spread of Ebola. Apparently, teams visited more than 1 million households, but they were still short of at least 20%. Now, when you do the lockdown, it's not easy. Okay, these people can't go to work, they can't go and get food, they can't get, I mean, obviously they have ways for them to make sure everybody gets their food initially, but, you know, it's, you know, some of these lockdowns may be the only way they could go. And, you know, luckily the lockdown, they said, seemed to pass without violence. And it was something that they thought was successful. I think they found 163 new cases that they were able to start treating, and 39 people were still awaiting their results. So, but I mean, it's a lot to lock down a country such as that. Now they're saying the death toll could actually hit 21,000 in the next 6 weeks, but by January 2015, we're looking at 1.4 million. How are the drugs coming? Well, you know, the experimental Ebola drugs are being tested. We got the vaccine being tested in England. We still don't have a cure or a vaccine to date that we could use on a grand scale. All right, the ZMapp drug that was used so far is looking very promising, but I don't know if they have enough. And it's one of those things which hopefully we never see again, where we were really caught with our pants down. We were not ready. All right. I know we're sending personnel. They say another 30 to 40 U.S. personnel are supposed to arrive in West Africa today, joining 60 Americans already there. The U.S. has already committed about $175 million to help combat the outbreak and is planning on sending 3,000 troops to the region to build field hospitals and to provide logistic aid. You know, as much as I don't want our men and women in harm's way, I never have, this is a threat. You know, we look at ISIS as a threat, which is, all right, and I'm glad we're doing something about that. Ebola, it could be even a bigger threat than that, all right? I mean, especially when we're talking about a virus that we have absolutely no idea how to handle. You can't bomb a virus. So, no, we're not equipped. We're not equipped at all. We haven't been working on this for the years that we should have, and there was no money, there was no market. If there's no market, no one's going to come out with money out of the air to combat a disease that's overseas. Well, we probably should have. We probably should have thought ahead, you know, or maybe we did try. Maybe no one's telling us. Maybe we did try, and we have been trying to come up with something ever since the Dustin Hoffman movie scared the hell out of us, and nobody could successfully find something that worked. You know, I mean, we don't get the full story. That's one thing I'm learning. You know, I'll read a news article, and I now have to assume that that is probably 1/100th the case of what is actually going on. So now a lot of us have all these conspiracy theories, you know, and a lot of them are ill-founded. But, you know, if you want to come up with a theory that, you know, maybe coming up with a vaccine or a medical treatment is harder than one thinks, I would probably back you up on that one. I think so. You know, I'm sure they tried at one point. It was difficult. It was costly. And they just didn't have a lot of, you know, companies vying to be the first one out there with a cure or vaccine. There was not enough incentive. And I think that we could safely say and we could safely agree on. Now there's a lot of incentive, okay? Whether it's monetary or hoping that nobody else dies, We're really kind of too late on this one. And if we do see at least the numbers that they're talking about, I mean, 1/100th the numbers they're talking about, it's already too many. Too many people have already died from this. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My favorite pharmaceutical is still the statin medication drugs. Yay, statin medications. Yeehaw. All right. And I guess they are in the news again. I am so excited about these drugs. I tell you, I mean, my patients that take these statin medications are, I think they're happy patients, okay? Yeah, they can make you ache. I understand that some of you cannot tolerate them. I get that. We also have to watch your liver on these statin medications for cholesterol. But I got to tell you, my patients don't have heart attacks when they're on these medications, knock on wood. Well, now they're saying people using these cholesterol-lowering drugs while in their hospital for a hemorrhagic stroke, a stroke that has bleeding in the brain, were more than 4 times likely to survive than people who weren't taking the drugs. These statin medications were also 2.5 times more likely to be discharged home to a rehab facility than staying in the hospital or going the other way. Why the heck would being on a statin medication when you're having a bleed in the brain protect you to that degree? I don't know. I that's why I'm asking you. Okay, I mean, do I look like a pharmacology expert? Do I? Yeah, I'm not. Shock. Maybe the show would be more interesting if I were. You know, my guess is people on statin medications, maybe they are already, when someone's on statin medication, we have to watch them. My patients on cholesterol medications are watched very closely, just like my diabetics. And so I also watch their blood pressure. If they're coming in for their statin medication refill or blood work, I'm also checking their blood pressure. I'm also checking their, platelets and clotting factors every now and then. So maybe what's happening is these are people that are being watched closer. And as we're watching these people closer, they seem to be, I guess, less vulnerable. But here's the thing. I'm not saying I want you guys going on cholesterol medications so you don't get a bleed to the brain. I'm not saying that. Although that would be a nice study to look at, if you take your medication when Dolly says so, you don't seem to have medical issues. But don't be doing that. People more prone to getting bleeds in the brain are people that have, high blood pressure, people that have trauma. But a hemorrhagic stroke is where you burst that blood vessel and it starts to bleed. It's very dangerous, which is why, they're trying to perfect a test that field workers can do out in the field, like your paramedics and your EMTs, to make sure that they know ahead of time if it's a bleed or not. There's certain scans that they're coming up with now where they can actually test you right then and there. I don't know if it's been perfected or FDA approved or allowed to be used on the market, so that they could say, look, this guy is bleeding in the brain, or he's having a more commonly thrombogenic stroke where there's no bleed. Because if you have a bleed, we can't do the type of CAT scan we want. We have to do the CAT scan without contrast. Once we know you're not bleeding, we could shoot the contrast in. And it'd be a lot quicker to know what's going on. If we think you're having a thrombo or a thrombogenic stroke, we could start your medication even faster. The sooner we get that medication in, the less damage. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, they never teach you in radio school how to get back on the air. That's because most of us don't really go to radio school. I went to medical school. Medical school, they really didn't teach us what to do if you had a radio show. You know, do you get back on the air? Do you go, hi? Or do you go, hi? Or do you go, hey, we're back? See, I used to be a lot more energetic when I was younger. About 5-6 years ago, when I started radio, I was like, hey, I'm here. Yeah, and then I'm like, hi. Hi. Hey, you know, we're getting older. I don't know if they're going to be able to find more young people to do this stuff. A lot of young people now, you know, they aren't into radio like we are. So I have no idea how they're going to have the new, you know, talk show hosts. I mean, I'm sure some of them will have more energy because, you know, they have e-cigs that they could take hits of even if they were never smokers. They have all sorts of caffeine. But, you know, us middle-aged folk, right, you know, when we get back on air, it's like, hi. I don't know. I don't know why that's a topic worth talking about, but, you know, sometimes you just got to kind of take a look, you know, at the situation at hand and just, you know, take it for what it's worth. I'm getting older. You know, I'm not as beboppy and young and energetic and perky and sexy, you know, like I used to be. I mean, I know a lot of you guys think I'm very, very sexy, and you're right, but, I mean, I used to really be hot. And can't you tell? You know, you think back, did you guys ever do that? You know, you run into some old pictures of you in the past, and you go, whoa, I looked like that, and I didn't, you know, make life worth living looking like that, you know? I mean, I'm very glad with my choices because knowing me, I would have definitely gotten pregnant or done something stupid. So I'm glad I was as, you know, religious and meek and prude as I was. But, you know, sometimes you think back, especially as now you're middle age and you're starting to think of your bucket list. And, you know, I'm like, well, you know, should I have slept with Bill Clinton? Now, I'm not saying that was a choice I had, but Bill Clinton was checking me out one day. And I was like, nah, he couldn't be checking me out. I'm just me. You know, maybe I really should have approached him, you know? I could have maybe stopped Hillary Care from becoming Obamacare. You look back at choices you would have made. Could I have really done that? Problem is I don't think he really was into sex as much as he was into cigars and all sorts of other things. I think I would have been too scared about all that. I would have been like, oh my gosh, you know, don't you put the cigar out first? I would have been probably too freaked out. But you know, you got to go through life going no regrets. You know, are you guys doing that where you're starting to kind of think back and regretting? I've been going through a lot of regret thinking. You know, like before the recession, I can't believe I didn't see what was happening. I knew something was going to happen. I just didn't think it was going to be like this. And yeah, I have some regrets. I wish I would have bought gold. You know, maybe I wish I would have given birth to more kids so they could support me later. You know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, gotten a fourth or fifth job. You know, I have some regrets, but for most part, no, I don't have any regrets. You know, should I have maybe, you know, done something with my looks and my youth when I was younger? No, I wanted to do school. And trust me, at my age, I couldn't have, you know, done medical school and, you know, waited tables and done all the stuff I had to do to get through medical school at my age now. So, no, I don't have lifelong regrets. I'm very happy with all the choices I made, but, you know, damn, once you lose something that you had, you're like, why didn't I appreciate I had it? So if I could give you guys any advice, my advice would be, you know, just stop for a second, all right? Don't think about the future. Don't think about the past. But take a look at what you got right now, okay? And whatever you have right now, I want you to enjoy every piece of it, okay? Enjoy those kids, enjoy those relatives, you know, enjoy the fact that you have a little room on your credit card right now, and just realize that whatever you have now, you may not have later. And maybe that's the way to live life. A lot of us, you know, from my age group, it was all about the future. You need to do this for the future. You need to be in school for the future. You need to do that. All right. And so, like I said, I'm glad I did what I did. I was in medical school. I, you know, got out of school and I opened up my business and started my family when I was 28. Still young. Back then, I thought that was old. You know, I thought I lost my 20s. But everything was the future. But even then, was I really sitting there going, oh, I'm in my 20s. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to part. No. It was all about, no. I got to do this because I have to have this later. I'm still doing that now. To this day, everything I do is about the future. And when am I going to stop and go, the future is now? Am I enjoying life? Am I appreciating? Am I liking what I've done?
I have day after day after day tried to build my practice. I've had my practice now for 15 years. When am I going to stop building? When am I going to just sit back? I can't. Well, the recession threw a big monkey wrench into it. And I can't blame the recession. I can't blame Obama. I have to blame myself. I didn't stop and go, this is pretty cool. And I guess I had some fun. Yeah, I had some fun. You know, sometimes Corey and I had sex twice on a Sunday. Yeah, we've had fun along the way. But have I really, really stopped and gone, okay, this is the future I built. I am now going to sit and enjoy the future. No, none of us do that. We don't do that until we retire. Well, that's not the time to sit back and look at what you have and hug and hold and kiss and enjoy. And I don't do enough of that. I don't think any of us do. So your homework this week, and yes, I am giving you homework, is to just stop, look around, see what you have, and I don't want you doing nothing for the future, okay? Give yourself a day or two of rest, okay? And go, this is my future now. I want to enjoy what I have right now. I don't know. Okay, maybe one day. If you guys can't do that for 2 days, maybe one day. And will you just do that? Will you enjoy what you have right now? A lot of you don't. I don't. I'm just as guilty with that. You know, why am I playing Candy Crush? Because I'm an idiot. Why am I playing that? Well, because I want to get to the end of the level, the future. Am I enjoying Candy Crush when I play it now? No, I'm not enjoying it one bit. Well, then why the hell am I doing it? I don't want you guys doing anything. Okay, we don't have to do it today. You guys could pick, I don't know, October 17th. I don't care. Pick a day, all right, where you're like, it is going to be my future. This is everything I've worked for. All right, and I'm going to enjoy it now. And a lot of you are going to say, wait a second, Dahlia. No. No, I have not reached my future goals. Okay, I'm 43 years old. When the hell am I going to reach my goals then? Okay, you know, we may have to stop and realize this might have been the goal we had. Maybe any of you young ones out there in your 20s, okay, what I want you guys to do is stop and write down, where do you see yourself when you're 30 or 40? What do you want? What is your goal when you're 30 or 40? And don't be putting, I want to be alive when I'm 40. None of that stuff. Come on. Being 40 is not old. It's going to come. It's going to come fast. All right? What I want you to do is write down, where do I see myself? What is going to make me happy? Now, if I look back, okay, and I was dreaming in the 1980s what I wanted, all right, and I have this conversation with my husband every now and then. I go, you wonder what? I want to be married. I want to have a couple kids. I definitely wanted to have boys, and I got those. I wanted to have dogs. I wanted to have cats. I wanted to have a house, and I wanted to have his and her Jeeps. I remember saying that to myself. I didn't want a fat ass like I do, like I have. All right? I didn't want guilt trips from my mother or mother-in-law, but don't think about that. Don't think about that. Think about what in the 80s, what did I want? Oh, and I wanted a really good-looking pair of white jeans. Okay, I don't have those. But I got the kids, I got the cats, I got the dogs, I got the house. And my husband and I do have his or her Jeeps. Am I going to stop and enjoy it, or am I going to sit there and complain that I haven't reached all my goals? We can't be idiots, people. All right? We got to live for the day. We got to be happy with what we got. Oh, I also wanted a date with Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran. I wanted that. But that passes. Okay. All right. Don't go away. I'd like to talk about what four things can you do to prevent a heart attack, and are sports drinks really all that? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.